sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Looking across a vast expanse of Arctic tundra in Alaska is like traveling back in time, back to the Ice Age, when shaggy muskoxen shared the tundra with woolly mammoths and wild horses. 40,000 years ago, muskoxen ranged from Alaska to Ohio, powerful herbivores with sharp horns that could gore a short-faced bear, and hooves that could stomp and trample a saber-toothed cat.
Today, the mammoths and mastodons are gone, but muskoxen still roam the Alaska tundra, a grizzly bear-sized animal related to goats and sheep, blanketed in a massive coat of dark brown woolen hair that almost drags on the ground. When faced with predators, muskoxen bunch together in a line and form a circle around their young. This is effective against wolves, but not humans with weapons. By 1860, muskoxen disappeared from Alaska. Only a few small groups were left in northern Canada and Greenland.
In 1930, international concern about muskoxen led to their reintroduction to Alaska. 34 muskoxen were captured in Greenland and shipped to Alaska. By the late 1960s, that herd had grown to more than 500 animals, and muskoxen were released on the Seward Peninsula near Nome and reintroduced to their historic ranges along the Arctic coast. Today, about 3,000 muskoxen roam the Arctic tundra of Alaska. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.